Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us.
Hello guys and welcome to another episode of the Religion Podcast. We're doing the Watford preview, but I will be on my own, unfortunately. You got the pleasure of myself. Gary has got other prior engagements, so we'll go straight into the Watford preview. Now the lineup I think is going to be quite interesting, because obviously Bally's just had his shirt number. I've seen that on the social media. I've seen that, you know, he's been isolating for, you know, due to COVID ruling and things like that. So I'd be interested to see what the lineup could be. Personally, I think it's going to be a bit more, I wouldn't say boring, but not as exciting as it could be. So personally, I think we're going to see Martinez at the back, standard. We're going to see Cash, Konsa, Mings and Target, standard again. I think in the midfield, we're going to have Nakamba holding with McGinn just slightly in front with Buendia out on the right. And I think he's going to go El Ghazi, I think, on the left. Reason being is I think he's going to keep to the experienced heads for the first game, especially with, you know, the youth coming through. Like Bardens and that, and Carney, I think they'll make the bench, and I think Bally will make the bench, but I don't think they'll start. I think he's going to try and make it so, you know, just try and get this result gone out the way, not in a bad way, but just try and get the win. Obviously, Watford's first game of the season coming up, they, you know, every team that comes up normally has a good, you know, good start to the season, especially being their first game, they're always hyped for it. Being away from home as well doesn't help. So I think it's going to be a bit more of an experienced heads than anything. Now, obviously, you could say Ashley Young's experienced head, that, you know, you can't argue with that. But again, I think it's just going to be the guys who have been there for some time. I would like to see Buendia start, which is why I've put him in the midfield. But, you know, again, I wouldn't be too shocked to see Traore. But I'm going to go Buendia if he is fully fit, because I know he's missed a bit of pre-season with a knock. And obviously up front, being a 4-4 at the moment, and have two up front with Ings and Watkins, and it's going to be quite interesting to see how they team up, whether, you know, they play off each other, you know, one in behind, one up front, because obviously Ings is a bit more, I wouldn't say he's like a complete and out and out poacher kind of thing, but, you know, his goals is his game, isn't it? And Watkins has obviously got more of a complete game, you know, with a tracking back and that. So I think it could be a very good chemistry between the two. So I think that could be our lineup. I do think we'll see, as I said, Bally on the bench and the kids and that. But it's going to be, like I said, very interesting to see how we start the season with what side it's going to be. Before we move on to some of the stats and things like that and players are brought in, I just want to say we've heard the news today that Richard O'Kelly's left, which has come to as a big surprise to every Villa fan. Hopefully it's something career-wise and not personal-wise, you know, that's forced him out of Villa. You know, he's been Smith's right-hand man for so long now. He's very quiet by all accounts, but, you know, a big figure, kind of like a granddad figure, you know, talking of old war stories, you know, football-wise and that. So hopefully it's a career-wise decision and not a personal one, so hopefully we'll see him again sometime in the future. Now, looking at the Watford, they've got a couple of players I'd probably say stand out. Now, obviously they've got Premier League experience in Danny Rose at the back. I'm not so sure, you know, if he's still got it in him, because I watched the Spurs documentary with him, and he did seem to be a bit arrogant, shall I say. I don't know if anybody else got that impression who's watched it, but I wasn't that struck on him after that documentary. He seemed to be, yeah, bit up himself a little bit. They've brought Josh King in, who was obviously heavily linked to Villa for so many years. Well, it felt like years, for like a season or two. When he was at Everton, I felt like he wasn't... When he went to Everton, to be fair, I was a bit gutted because I thought he could have come to us. But, to be fair, it feels like we didn't miss out on anything because he didn't really do anything without being too harsh. Say that now, he's going to score, isn't he? But no, I didn't. I felt like Bournemouth probably had the best of him. You know, hopefully... Well, I won't say hopefully, but maybe this move is probably going to be good for him or whatnot. But from that January when he went to Everton, there were some good sides looking at him. Obviously, ourselves, obviously went to Everton, and a few good Premier League sides was looking at him, and obviously he made the leap for Everton, and I felt, yeah, kind of took himself out the shop window, in my opinion. They've signed a guy called, I think it's Imran Louisa, I think his name is. Yeah, he seems to be decent from what I've seen. I've only seen little parts of him, but he does seem to be a decent player. Got the good old faithful Troy Deeney there, who loves a goal against us, obviously being a blue nose, you know, ex-Villa Academy and that. So they've got some players. I don't want to jinx it too much, but I don't think there's enough there for me to worry about taking less than 3 points. But, you know, nonetheless, we can't just think we're going to walk over them, breeze past them and then stride on to Newcastle. You know, we've got to take every game as it comes. Obviously, I think Smith's probably aware of that. I did see a stat that we've won the last, I think it's 3 opening games a season. Obviously, last season we beat Sheffield United on the opening day with a good penalty save from Martinez on his debut. So, hopefully it's the same again. Now, looking at somebody else in the Watford side that's kind of been linked to Villa is Will Hughes. Now, for me, I wasn't that excited when I saw the news he was linked to him. It's going to be interesting to see if he does start, with him being linked to obviously ourselves, and that obviously could just be paper talk, but talk about it nonetheless. For me, when he was at Derby, he was a very big potential player. You know, that kind of felt like he had no ceiling. Went to Watford, kind of felt like it was a good move, I suppose, but for me, hasn't really done anything to shine. Now, obviously, he does play in a bit of a deeper role, kind of where Nakamba and Louise play. Is he better than them? I don't think so. So for me, I personally wouldn't be interested in Will Hughes if it is true. No disrespect to obviously Watford and that, because you know they've done well to come back up again. But I'd be quite interested to see if he starts against us, because obviously kind of, you know, if somebody doesn't start, it kind of gives you an impression that they could be off or they're just not fancied. But going into the result, I think it's going to be 2-1. I think Ings is going to get a brace. I think I won't be shocked to see Buendia and Watkins to be the assist machines for those two goals. I think Ings is going to start the season. How he's going to tend to go on, which is just keep banging in them goals. I probably would put a little prediction that he's going to get us 20 goals this season. Now I'm kind of going out on a whim there, so you know what the last striker to get that was. Did Benteke just miss out? So if he did, then it would have been what, Hangel? Would have been that. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad the football's back. I'm glad to be back watching Premier League football. But more on a Villa point of view, is it's going to be interesting to see how the new formation goes, because obviously Smith spoke about it in the week, saying that with the extra striker, he can go 3-5-2, 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1, 4-4-2 with a diamond midfield with the players he's got. Obviously, I don't think our business is done. I did say it wouldn't surprise me, but, you know, speaking, you know, with my head here, we do need a couple more, probably a defensive midfielder. I still feel like we need a number 10, personally. We couldn't not cope if we don't. But I just think, obviously, when Perslow spoke about Jack going, he said he brought 3 players in to replace him. Obviously, it was Ings, Bally, Buendia. Obviously, when Ings being the striker, you can't really class him as a Jack replacement. But it kind of felt like, okay, that's fine if you want to class Bally and Buendia as the replacement, shall we say. But Buendia and Bally are more, you know, wingers. The thing that kind of worries me a little bit is, obviously, we lost Barkley. Now, I'm not saying Barkley was the be-all and end-all, and, you know, we miss him. but he was our number 10. Even when he was having bad games, he still played. So is it saying that Buendia is going to become our new number 10? Is he kind of Barkley's replacement? And then it's going to be Traore, Buendia, Bali when everyone's fit and ready? Or is Traore going to be the substitute, you know, Superman, you know, nil-nil, 60 minutes gone, we need something different, bring Traore on? But if we don't, then obviously, no disrespect to El Ghazi, but, you know, we've got to kind of, if we're going to start pushing for that top six, I don't think El Ghazi kind of makes the grade, in my opinion. I feel still the need to get a number 10, keep Buendia and Bali as the wingers with Traore and El Ghazi as number 3 and 4. Obviously, Biden's to come in. We've got Carney who can play through the middle as well, but I still would like to see someone like a Cantwell come in. Obviously, I know we can play on the left as well, which obviously makes him another winger, but then obviously that frees up Buendia to go in the middle if needs be, Bali on the right, or Cantwell in the middle. But yeah, so like I say, it kind of opens up different avenues for me. So it's going to be a very interesting game. As we say, we've got some new signings. I think they'll all debut. Maybe Young might miss out. Maybe. But again, he could probably play left wing. So who knows if he starts for El Ghazi. We're going to see a new formation by the sounds of it. So it's going to be a really, really interesting game. Just to see, to give us a bit of a taste of how it's going to set up. I feel as though if we... how to put it? I don't think we're going to lose, but anything less than a win, I think, is a bad start to the season. Obviously, we've got to get off the ground running. I don't think the news of Richard O'Kelly leaving, start to the season, probably isn't going to help, if I'm honest. You know, we've lost Terry as well. So the coaching staff, I wouldn't say it's bare minimum, because obviously we brought in a set-piece coach. You know, Shake is there as well. But, you know, we've kind of lost two experienced heads there. You know, both of them been at Villa for the start of the Smith era, really, when you think about it. You know, Terry being there a season longer, being a centre-half for a season. So it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, what effect losing those coaches has on us, just as much as obviously losing Jack and getting new players in. So it's a bit of a, I wouldn't say turmoil, but, you know, we need to get off the ground running, you know, if we're going to bring any more coaches, because Terry's been gone for how long now? Richard O'Kelly's just gone. Is he going to bring somebody else in? If not, before, you know, if it's going to happen. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. Hopefully it's a win. Could do we one just to start the season. As I said, I'm sure we've won 3 start opening games of the season on the bounce. So hopefully it's a win. And then when we talk about the Watford review, which I think Gary will be back for, hopefully we can be up in praise and we've won. But again, as I said, I think it's going to be 2-1. Dannings twice. If I've got to have a bet on who I think is going to score for Watford, I think it's going to be the thorn in the backside in Troidini, just because he loves a goal against us. So let's see what happens. But anyways, thank you guys. I know it's a short one for a change. Hopefully you enjoyed this one, and we'll be back for the Watford review. So thank you guys, and I'll see you again.